This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الله عز وجل says in what translates to in the Quran, and Allah has made for you from your homes a place of rest, and made for you from the hides of the animals tents, which you find light on your day of travel and your day of encampment, and from their wool, fur, and hair is furnishing and enjoyment for a time. These homes we live in are one of the greatest blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. And Allah's blessings are countless. Unfortunately, the silent killer is our ingratitude to whatever Allah grants us. How many of us complain and whine about trivial things while many of our Muslim brothers are homeless, under the sun, under the rain, under the wind. Some of them even cross the seas and deserts looking for a better life, while we have all of these blessings and favors of Allah, yet we fail to show our gratitude to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every boy and girl dream of the day when Allah Azza wa Jal grants him his ni'mah, his favor, so that they can rejoin under one roof and establish a Muslim family. These homes we live in are the first brick in order to build an Islamic society and community. If these homes were fine, then our societies and communities would be fine. And when we speak about Islamic homes, certainly we're not referring to the fabric, whether it's made of concrete, clay, or wood. Rather, we are talking about what makes a home Islamic or un-Islamic, and this is what happens inside the home. the level of iman the inhabitants of these homes have. So you, as a Muslim, must ask yourself a question right now, today, before Allah asks you this question on the Day of Judgment, and before that in your grave. Is your home an Islamic home, or is it not Islamic? Every home, before you build it, you have to establish the foundation. And the foundation of a Muslim home is the correct and wise decision of your life partner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, if there comes to you one whose religious commitment and attitude pleases you, then marry your female relative who's under your care to him. So choice number one, choose wisely the man that proposes to your daughter or to your sister. And as a man, you have to also choose the right wife. It's not what many of us may jump to choose. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, a woman may be married for four reasons. A woman is sought after for four reasons: her wealth, her lineage, her beauty, and her religious commitment. Therefore, seek the one who's religiously committed. May your hand be rubbed with dust, which means may you prosper if you do so. In the home, the man and his wife have mutual concerns. They respect one another. They care for one another. And respect is an essential pillar of marriage. The moment you see a house that has no respect, let it be known that this is an un-Islamic marriage. An un-Islamic home. And the children would be brought up in a miserable fashion and way. The wife respects her husband and appreciates whatever he does. The man encourages his wife and appreciates whatever she does. There is no criticism. There is no ridiculing. And this is how the children grow up to see love, compassion, and respect. Imam Ahmad says about his wife, Salih. He said, I lived with Salih for 20 years. Never argued or disputed upon one word. What kind of a marriage is this? The woman in this Muslim home is a righteous, perfect role model for the children. There's no shouting. There's no abuse. There is no nagging or annoying of the husband. Mother Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, our mother, the Prophet came to her and said, oh Khadija, Jibreel is giving you the glad tiding of a house in Jannah made of a pearl, where you will not hear loud noise, nor there will be any form of hard work for you. Because this is the life she gave to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What happens inside of our Muslim homes? There is no music. There is no forms of haram entertainment, Netflix, Showtime, and the likes. Rather, it is all remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. So is it a masjid? No. It's not a masjid, but everything revolves around remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the similitude of a house where people remember Allah and a house where people do not remember Allah, the similarity is like the death the dead person and a living person. Look at our homes today. They're filled with music, with movies, the soap operas, with social media, with TikTok, with Instagram. Rarely you will find people remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, making dhikr, reciting the Quran. Our Muslim homes, when we enter, we don't shout, we don't demand, we don't curse. Rather, we give salam. Allah says, but when you enter the houses, greet one another with a greeting from Allah. That is saying, assalamu alaykum. And it is a house where salat, where prayer is established. And the Prophet instructed us, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, make a portion of your prayer in your homes and don't make them as graveyards. How many of us check on their household, their children, their wives, those who live there, if they pray or not? Our Muslim homes are filled with people loved by Allah Azza wa Jal. How do you know, Sheikh? Well, the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that when Allah wills good for the people of a household, He introduces kindness among them. So if your home is a Muslim home, all those living inside it must love one another. But when they fight, when they bicker, when they have envy, when they have problems all the time, you have a problem. And this is why this kindness that Allah loves in our homes reflects on how we treat our servants and maids and drivers. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, about slaves, not about free men and women, about slaves. He says, your slaves are your brothers whom Allah has put under your command. So whoever has a brother under his command should feed him of what he eats and dress him of what he wears. Do not ask your slaves to do things beyond their capacity. And if you do so, then help them. These are your slaves whom you buy and sell, which we don't have at recent and modern times. What about the free men and women whom we bring from their countries to work in our homes? How do we treat them? Shouting, scolding, swearing, cursing. This is not a Muslim home. The Prophet was once asked, alayhi salatu wasalam, O Prophet of Allah, how many times should we forgive our servant? Our servants make mistakes. So how many times should we forgive them? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, 70 times per day. La ilaha illallah. 70 times per day. And we notice a fly when it flies around the house and blame the maid or the driver for that. In our Muslim homes, you don't hear curse words. You don't hear vulgar and profanity, because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the believer, that's you and me, the believer does not slander, curse, or speak in an obscene or foul manner. In our Muslim homes, we should bring the children with love and compassion and not continuous reprimanding and blaming and criticizing. You have to teach them in kindness, because this is a long-term investment. It's not something you just want to get out of your chest by shouting and scolding. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach the children by saying, Ya Ghulam, O boy, say Bismillah, eat from in front of you and eat with your right hand. This is how the Prophet used to deal with children, alayhi salatu wasalam. And those who live in Muslim homes are kind to their neighbors. They don't harm them. They don't blast the music. They don't throw trash in front of them. They don't let the water run into their homes. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, no one from whose harm his neighbor is not safe will enter paradise. If your neighbor is not safe from your harm, you will not enter paradise. And one of the main characteristics of those who live in a Muslim home is that they make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal throughout the day and night. And they say, and those who say, our Lord, bestow on us from our spouses and of our offspring, who will be the comfort of our eyes, and make us leaders of the muttaqeen. So they make constant dua to Allah Azza wa Jal because they know they're nothing without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about financial expenditures? Muslim homes are based on halal. So the earning of the people living in these homes are also from halal. There is no riba. There is no deceit. There is no lying. There is no bribery. There is nothing that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, everybody that is nourished with haram food, the fire is more fitting for it. And when they spend wisely. There's no extravagance. But at the same time, they're not miser or stingy. They give. They make their children enjoy life, but without extravagance. Allah says, and let not your hand be tied like a miser to your neck, nor stretch it forth to its utmost reach like a spendthrift, so that you become blameworthy and in severe poverty. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. يا غافر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه أجمعين. The people living in such Muslim homes are known to be bashful, to be modest, and to be chaste. This is why they make it as a rule of thumb not to attend mixed gatherings, mixed weddings. There is no free mixing between the genders in or out of these homes, because they are proper Muslims. A man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam say, beware of entering upon women. This is a clear directive from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the man said, O Messenger of Allah, what about the in-laws? So you're telling us not to allow non-mahram to enter upon my wife. What about the in-laws? My brother, my uncle, I trust them. They're close to me. My brother-in-law, he's married to my sister. I trust them. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the in-law is death. Full stop. Look at our homes today, Muslim homes, where we have joint families. And you would see pure injustice, free mixing between the in-laws. And heinous things happen but all under the carpet. The parents choose their daughter-in-law not to marry their son, but rather to become a maid. They humiliate her. Not all, but I'm talking about the non-Muslim homes. The Muslim homes, this does not take place. They humiliate her. They enslave her. They tell their son to abuse her. Don't take her to a restaurant. Don't take her to her family's house, except once every 6 months for 6 hours, and then send her back. Don't treat her like a wife, like a woman. Do not treat her like a human being. And I have cases like this every single day. And it's heartbreaking to see those who claim to be Muslims treating their daughter-in-law like this. They want their son to break her as if she's a wild horse. These are not Muslims, let alone to be humans. These are not Muslim homes where there is justice, where there is fairness, where there is humanity. In our Muslim homes, you come, you would never see a portrait of the family head, let alone of the girls and their children and the extended family hanging on the walls. In a Muslim home, you will not find idols of Buddha or an elephant or dolphins made of crystals. Why? These are artifacts. These are beautiful souvenirs we bought when we traveled to foreign countries. They don't have this simply because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the angels do not enter a house where there's a statue or a portrait or a dog. I've seen in Muslim countries youngsters with ponytails dragging dogs around the streets of the neighborhood. Don't they know that this is forbidden in Islam? It is forbidden, but it's cool, Sheikh. It's cool. Well, this coolness is causing you and your parents a great deal of hasanat. The Prophet says, alayhi wasalam, whoever keeps a dog in his house that is not a shepherd dog and is not a dog for hunting, for game, Allah would deduct from his hasanat every day the weight of Mount Uhud. Who among us can afford Mount Uhud of hasanat per day? And this is happening every single day. So a Muslim home does not have these things that go against Islam. And it's not me who's saying it's haram. It's our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, who we pray every single day that Allah would resurrect us under his flag. We could go on and on talking about the characteristics of a Muslim home. But this is a Friday khutbah and the time is limited. If we manage to scrutinize our homes when we go back and check, is my home a Muslim home? Am I living an Islamic life as Allah wills it? Or am I Dr. Jekyll in the masjid, Mr. Hyde, when I go to my home? This is a very important point that each and every one of us should adhere to. We have to walk the talk. We have to implement what we know, because this knowledge will backfire if we don't implement it and apply it. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna. وعافنا واعف عنا وتولنا برعايتك ولا تحرمنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.